the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Speaker's charge is really weak sauce, Mr. President, considering House Republicans spent 2 months refining the art of doing nothing. And the allegation is stranger still, given that the Speaker doesn't even have his own proposal to prevent deep cuts will strike in 2 days. In fact, House Republicans' entire strategy this Congress is to sit on the sidelines. Republicans won't work with Democrats. Republicans have failed to make their own proposals. And Republicans refuse to compromise on a balanced plan to avoid harsh austerity measures. Democrats, on the other hand, have proposed a balanced solution to this sequester.
Now there's the ever popular Harry Reid throwing it back at the Republicans once again, responding to John Boehner, who accused the Senate of yesterday not doing anything to try to avert the upcoming sequester cuts. Isn't this wonderful? It's like children playing in a sandbox with your future in many cases, many people who work for the government or have government contracts. So what do you make of all of this? It's the number one issue this week in the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Pretty much every day we spent most of our time talking about this stuff. Is that setting well with you? Most of the polls show people don't even care. They think the cuts should take place. What do you think? There'll be time for your calls later in this hour. 888-302-3684 is the countdown line. Email to Doug at Doug Steffen. That's my name. And we move ahead into this discussion. House leaders say there is a strong support among the Republicans, anyway, to fund government agencies and programs through September 30th. But the bill won't stop spending cuts that are set to take place tomorrow. Is that A-OK with you? It's OK with me. I'm eager to get to some of this information that we have from News Talk Radio and News Talk Television. Here's from CNN, Kate Baldwin and Wolf Blitzer talking to Bob Woodward, who claims the White House threatened him after he wrote an article criticizing the president's handling of the economy.
What do you make of the White House's response to your article?
Well, I think they're confused. I think they've got this idea. I mean, they put out these long talking points and said, see, even Woodward's book reports that Speaker Boehner said, let's get $600 billion over 10 years in revenue in the super committee. That's exactly right. That's not the sequester. And they've said they have, you know, I said, get somebody from the White House here and we'll debate.
We invited the White House to send someone here to debate this issue with you, and they declined.
Why?
Invitation.
Why? Because it's irrefutable. That's exactly what happened. I'm not saying this is a moving of the goalpost that was some criminal act or something like that. I'm just saying that's what happened.
It's getting pretty nasty. Take us behind the scenes a little bit. The allegations being hurled against you right now.
Well, I mean,
you're used to this kind of stuff, but share with our viewers what's going on between you and the White House.
Well, they're not happy at all, and some people kind of, you know, said, look, we don't see eye to eye on this. They never really said, though, afterwards, they've said that this is factually wrong, and it was said to me in an email by a top... It was said very clearly, you will regret doing this.
Who sent that email to you?
Well, I'm not going to say.
Was it a senior person at the White House? A very senior person.
And just as a man, I mean, it makes me very uncomfortable to have the White House telling reporters you're going to regret doing something that you believe in, and even though we don't look at it that way, you do look at it that way. And I think if Barack Obama knew that was part of the communications strategy, let's hope it's not a strategy, but that it's a tactic that somebody's employed, say, look, we don't go around trying to say to reporters, if you, in an honest way, present something we don't like, that, you know, you're going to regret this. It's Mickey Mouse.
Well, that's pretty much the way this place operates. The government runs that way. The country runs that way. I think it's very interesting. Woodward is certainly left of center in his political philosophy. Look back at his track record, what he's written over the years since Watergate, and you know that he's no conservative. He's no right winger. And for them to say, or somebody in the White House to say, you're going to be sorry, That sounds pretty stiff to me. What does it sound like to you? It's all or nothing. Let's play ball the hard way. Let's get what we want. Let's screw the American people. That's what this is all about. And those of you who support this or who don't understand or work for the government, whatever it is, you don't get it. 888-302-3684. All right, let's listen to host Ro Khan talking to the former chairman of the Republican Party, Michael Steele, about the president's role in all this.
What we've learned is that the sequester, even though it technically kicks in midnight on Thursday night into Friday morning, it doesn't really kick in until Saturday at midnight, Friday night into Saturday morning, and because there's a 24-hour period, apparently like a waiting period, like if you want to go buy a gun, there's like a 24-hour period in which the president can do something funny. I'm not quite sure what it's some sort of executive sort of a deal that he's able to do if he wants to do it. Now, he's announced on Friday he's going to meet with congressional leaders. What does this tell you, Michael Steele?
They have no clue what they're doing.
Wow.
They have no clue. I mean, look at it. Look, fellas, look at it this way. If after over a year you haven't figured out that this moment was coming, number one, what to do when this moment arrived, number two, then that tells you they don't have a clue. This is all a lot of noise and posturing, which is quite frankly rather annoying and very stupid at this point. And it's the bottom line is, you know what the problem is. There's no rocket science here. This is straight up math. We don't have enough money coming into the federal treasury, number one. We have too much money going out of the federal treasury, number two.
Seems like a simple math problem.
It's a little math problem. Yeah. So solve the math. And once you begin to do that, then you can move forward. The problem is the president is constantly changing the game. Now, on sequester, he's running around saying all these bad Republicans, you know, they don't want to do, you know, they now want to do sequester. They want to cut 3% out of a $3 trillion, budget. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine, but it was your idea. Your economic team proposed it. You're the one who sent it over to the Senate and the House. They jumped up and down for it. Sure, we went on for it, but the deal was very simple. We will do sequester, which means we'll make these cuts with no new revenues. The president then, of course, moved the goalposts and added, we want to add additional revenue. Well, you just got $300 billion last month. What more do you want? So that's the reality here, and this is why the House has basically said, we're not taking this fight anymore. We're not playing this game. We're done.
All right. Is it a game? And who's, if it is, winning and or losing, 888-302-DOUG on the Doug Steffen version of the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this this really overzealous approach. That's the way I look at it anyway. And I'm really getting, as a person who pays taxes, pretty tired of the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse. And there's nothing, you people who support the president in this spending binge have nothing, no support, nothing to stand on. You can't, there's no way any of you can justify any of this. There is no justification, period, end of story, to all of this spending and the waste that goes on in this government and the amount of taxes you're paying to support the waste and the fraud. There is no, you have not a leg to stand on. 888-302-3684 on the countdown.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Thank you for calling Discover Card. I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new HIT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new HIT card at discover.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's opening the shop before dawn.
It's going the extra mile for my patients.
And it's finishing well into the night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get those deductions specific to you, from a nurse's scrubs to a mechanic's tools, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
888-302-3684. Harry Reid responding to House Speaker John Boehner, accusing the Senate of not doing anything to try to avert the cuts that are coming up this weekend, and him and his general attitude. He's one of the most annoying politicians in my lifetime. He and Nancy Pelosi both just plain annoying with their point of view. They don't sell it well when you hear that Bob Woodward has been threatened by somebody in the White House because he wrote something they didn't like. That really brings forth some serious questions about the efficacy of these people and whether they understand they have the bully pulpit. They think that they've won by a huge majority. The American people are behind them. You're behind this kind of stuff if you voted for Obama? You think this is swell stuff, huh? 888-302-3684. I try to present both sides of the issue on the countdown, but it's pretty tough, my own opinion here in this mix of things. We have hosts from both sides and information both sides, but it's tough to be on the other side in this one. Jan in Florida says watching the President and Congress go through this is embarrassing.
I'd just like to say, if they're having trouble coming up with a budget, that most of these gentlemen are attorneys. And when you work for attorneys, they all bill their hours to a specific client. These gentlemen are used to keeping track of their time, and they're used to charging it to some division, which would be called a budget. Everything goes somewhere. And I would love to know what these guys do with their time, because it was so embarrassing yesterday to watch these guys take, I don't know how many minutes to vote on being adjourned, and it didn't go through, so they had to stay there. I mean, this is like kindergarten. It's embarrassing. The president is embarrassing. The Congress is embarrassing. We need infrastructure. We need people who can actually make things happen. Yesterday, I watched a bunch of guys trying to address one issue that they made up. And just for their information, we have more than one thing to do. We need to get more women in there, multitask. We can be doing 2, 3, 4, 5 things at a time and get this country ready for our kids.
Not interesting. Whether if there were more women in the Senate and the House, things would be easier. That's an interesting question to think about.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The states are involved in this. You know, there's a lot of reliance on federal funding. Our discussion here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the sequester, who's benefiting from all of the yak about this. But a lot of states that see a lot of federal government spending, like Virginia and Maryland, don't like these budget cuts. It's sort of a wake-up call. For the amount of spending that gets done, you got to cut your budget, and maybe through all of this, some people actually see the good that comes from cutting back. 888-302-3684. Here our hosts Susan Rose and John Zach talking to Congressman Brian Higgins of New York about the sequester and who he believes is responsible for the problem.
Sort the fiction from the fact here. Whose fault is it that we're in this position?
Well, sequestration was created under the Budget Control Act, which was an act of Congress, which was a consequence of the failed supercommittee, also an act of Congress, and the supercommittee was created as a failure of Congress to raise the debt ceiling. So I would say Congress, Congress, Congress.
Congressman Higgins, I know how important the Niagara Falls Air Reserve Base is, especially to a guy like you here in Western New York. But when you tell the average person who is listening in your district or any other district around here that we're not going to build a $6 million flight simulator, as important as that flight simulator is to the base and the future employment, something like that doesn't seem to be something that's going to hit the public sympathy button.
Well, it's just a fact. How people react to it is another issue. But the fact of the matter is, it's a real consequence of something that's already been canceled out because of the threat of sequestration. And what you know, whether or not you have full sequestration or not, you are going to see cuts. So it's just it's a real consequence. But here's the other issue, and this needs to be stated. Everybody that's doing all the complaining about spending in Washington, they're the ones that are responsible for all the spending. John Boehner, Paul Ryan, Eric Cantor, Mitch McConnell all voted for two tax cuts, unpaid for, $1.7 trillion, a drug prescription benefit under the Medicare program, $1 trillion, not paid for, and two wars, not paid for, that took $1.5 trillion out of the American economy.
We talked earlier with Congressman Chris Collins. He blamed the president for what's happening. He blamed Democrats for what's happening. And now you're laying the blame in part on Republicans. I mean, who are people to believe?
No, I'm not blaming it on Republicans exclusively. I'm just simply stating that sequestration was created under the Budget Control Act, which is an act of Congress. I mean, there's no equivocating on that. That's just a statement of fact. And you know, look it up. It's true. I'm talking about the dysfunction of Congress, generally speaking, which is the responsibility of both Democrats and Republicans. You know, 12 years ago, we had a budgetary surplus of $258 billion. That was created by having, possible by having created 22 million private sector jobs. So the best tax policy is to bring lost taxpayers back to productivity. In that way, they contribute to the federal treasury, the federal budget, and they're less dependent on governmental programs. But what it tells us, and history teaches us this, is that, you know, you can't, austerity will not grow you out of a recession. It takes an investment in the American people and the American economy and education, scientific research, and infrastructure. We haven't been doing that. We've been nation building in Afghanistan and Iraq, but not nation building at home. And when you fail to make those investments, you begin to slip. And this economy is moving in the opposite direction of where it should be going.
888-302-3684. For me, that guy sounds a little bit smug, but he's on the right path, at least at the end of the discussion there. It seems that we have mommy and daddy cutting a few dollars from your allowance, at least for now. And so the foolishness, the blame, back and forth, who did the cuts, who's responsible, what the heck difference does it make? It's a mess. 28 past the hour.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
The Doug Steffen overview, I say, use my name on it because this actually was my idea a long time ago with Michael Harrison at Talkers.com to put this stuff all in perspective, at least on a daily and or a weekly basis. So we have this this ongoing conversation about what's going on in the world of news talk radio, the issues of the day discussed by people who are pretty interesting, and we go around the country surveying, listening to a lot of these great programs, great hosts. Some are mediocre, but conversation usually is pretty interesting, and it's not as redundant as this issue this week, the sequester. And what's going on with the Republicans and the Democrats cutting the umbilical cord to Washington. I was talking earlier about Virginia, Maryland, both have about 20% of their economy tied to what's going on in the federal government because so many people live there and there's so much businesses, offices of these businesses that are doing business with the feds are all located locally. So when it changes, the government changes its priorities, these priorities are likely to have an effect on the growth that's occurred, the outrageous spending. This is a very good example. This is great for people to understand how much out of control the government has become and how it's overspent. And the bloated, overcooked government that we have is a big risk. All these people who are working for the federal government, the way it's expanded, 400,000 more government jobs under George Bush, that many more under Barack Obama. You see the, they call them benefits, all these take-homes for people who are on the dole. And it all requires people to manage this. So you see all these studies by George Mason University, the Cato Institute, the Thomas Jefferson Institute, and you understand now that the defense spending, and that only scratches the surface of the problem in these states, but just in general, federal government takeover of responsibilities for things that's been going on, this stuff has been growing and growing and growing since World War II. And now you see, this is a brilliant move, whether somebody figured this purposely or not. This is a way for you to really get what's going on. What is going on? What do you think about the way some of these people have come up with spending cuts and what's being spent? Here's Joan in New York with a focus on the president and the vice president and spending.
In the fiscal cliff deal, Obama just got tax increases. And in the same deal, he gave his Hollywood friends more tax cuts. So, and then the first thing he says after that is, let's cut farm subsidies. There's just something wrong with this picture. And I think we should throw away the keys to Air Force One and Two, because that's costing us millions of dollars every time those two get on a plane.
Well, interestingly enough, there are no keys to airplanes. They don't need to be. They don't have a. Isn't that interesting? As a sidelight, airplanes have no keys. Switches, yes. Keys, no. All right, but that's not really what the point is, and I understand that. Joan, thank you. 888-302-3684. A lot of money does get spent because they have carte blanche, pretty much, or they have had. These budgets are twisted and turned around. So what about the Republicans in the House? What about the Democrats in the House? What about the caucuses and the call for automatic spending cuts that may actually not go into effect now until March 27th. And I hear all this stuff. We're going to a cliff. Today's the last day. Look out tomorrow. And tomorrow never comes. Chris in Wyoming says it doesn't matter who's to blame.
Compromise, I think, is the key at this point. Republicans and Democrats need to get together. Republicans being stubborn, obviously, saying no new taxes. I don't think we need a lot of new taxes, but some of that might need to be on the table. I think the big thing, though, is that we're addicted to spending in this country. I think politicians for a long time now have given us exactly what we the people have asked for, and I think that we're still addicted to the society to spending. So I think massive cuts are necessary. I think the key word that everybody keeps using is deficit reduction. How about debt reduction? Has anybody thought about that? You don't even hear that word being talked in Washington. So I think debt reduction should be the word. That'd be nice to see some short-term plan to actually balance the budget.
Why not a long-term? The only thing I would say to you, sir, is how about long-term balancing the budget? There hasn't been a balanced budget since Bill Clinton was president. 888-302-3684. Ryan in Michigan, next up on the countdown.
About the sequester, it's a made up thing between the two parties. If you check the budgets have been going down as a percentage of spending. The budget has gone down 5 years. This will be the fifth year in a row. So I don't think that there's any question that Mr. Obama was going in the right direction. And I think further, if this sequester happens, this is going to be a real dark summer. And I wish the Republicans would wake up, because they're going to cancel themselves out as a major party, because we Democrats are organizing against them now.
Yeah, it's all their fault, sir. You've done a brilliant job explaining the need for a third party, though. That's something that ought to be in consideration. Maybe it is. That's what the Tea Party is all about, in fact, because they're the ones pushing the Republicans not to make any cuts and threatening Boehner, et cetera, et cetera. 888-302-3684. The automatic budget cuts that are going to take place over the next month is what we're talking about. No surprise here. Washington's dysfunctional. Let's move to Nelson in Colorado with thoughts on Congress and the president.
There's a lot of disrespect for the president of the United States. Most people, when they call in, is always Obama. But when they talk about Senator McCain, there's always a presentation before him. But the thing is, with this budget cut, they knew this was coming 2 years ago, and no one did anything. And boy, as laying off, my question is, are the senators, to include the president, going to take a 20% pay cut?
888-302-3684. That's an idea. Cut everybody's pay by 2%. How much is, that's really what's going on. Why don't people cut pay instead of laying people off? That's an interesting idea. Who's been talking about that or thought about that? 888-302-3684. The need to keep the government doors open and the lights on. Remember when the government shut down in 1996 when Clinton was president? Maybe you go back. I just said a few minutes ago, last time we had a balanced budget was when Clinton was president. Maybe we need to go back to that era. What do you think? Don in Wisconsin listening to WAYY.
This whole budget thing and everything else could be solved really in a short order. Number one, you spend only what you have coming in. And then, you know, it's kind of too bad if you don't have the money for, you know, the people who are too lazy to go out and work and people who say they can't find jobs or this or that. You know, we are in a society now that is nothing but greedy and what can you give to me? You know, hand it to me and I'll take care of it. You know, that doesn't work. If you go out and make it on your own, you appreciate it more. And our government handouts, you know, to the lazy don't work.
I'm looking at something that was sent to me. Let's see, who is this? Nancy says, laying it on thick. The White House has released the state-by-state sequester impacts, the cuts that will take place to scare. That's the time. There's real leadership there. And that's the point. There is no leadership. Thank you. Massachusetts resident Anthony, several suggestions to discuss.
I think that the problem is compromise. When you compromise, you give up, I guess, what you believe in as far as what you vote for. I think the problem is people think there's a huge difference between these Democrats and Republicans when they all have one vision in mind, and that's to support more regulations that aren't working. Big banking, business isn't working, and they should abolish the Fed, abolish the income tax, end these wars and bring our troops home, save money there.
You know, that's a point that I let go. The congressman was on before we got to the bottom of the hour talking about nation building in Afghanistan, and we're not doing it here. What a great point. Why is it both Democrats and Republicans are asking why we're still in Afghanistan? Who knows the answer to that? It would be interesting to look at the campaign contributions that have gone to the reelection of the president coming from defense spending, because they're the only ones who are benefiting. The men and women who are dying in Afghanistan for no reason have died over there for years for no reason. Parents of these children, you'd think, you know, everybody talks about their saving lives and all over the place, men and women are dying. And in this circumstance, there's no reason for it. Everybody whose life is lost over there, there's blood on the hands of the White House and this president for continuing the connection with the military-industrial complex. Their hands are bloodied by this, but the blood isn't as important as the money. So red in this circumstance gives way to green, and that is something that guy pointed out. I think is a very effective way of arguing about how much money we're spending over there for no reason at all. There is not a reason in the world that there's one American breathing the air in Afghanistan, one American wearing a uniform. There isn't a GD reason for them, and all of us should be protesting in the streets day in and day out about this until something happens that changes it. But it's the military-industrial complex you can thank for that. They've created, you can make an argument, if people weren't so damn superficial about this, you look at the report from the National Taxpayers Union as to how much money goes into the war effort and where all that money is being spent. Well, it's good for the economy. Really? This is good for the economy. Having men and women killed for no reason at the behest of you who want to make profits and that's all you care about. You don't give two dams about the men and women who are in the service. You don't care about them at all. All you care about is what goes to the bottom line and your stockholders. And it's disgusting. It's 15 before the hour.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is done. Are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman, trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer?
Wait,
is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
All right, so the grandmother that killed the two grandsons and then herself in Connecticut, along with the discussion yesterday, the emotions running high, Senate gun violence hearing, this brings us around to a discussion of gun control. Here's talk host Andy Schaefer with a caller about a proposed bill in Louisiana that would force every person who wanted to buy a gun to get a safety course.
State Rep. Austin Badon says there's currently no Louisiana law requiring any type of education for purchase of a gun. So he is preparing a bill for the upcoming legislative session. And basically what he wants is if you're going to buy a gun, you have to take a safety course. You need to know how to operate that firearm. So before you can buy a gun, you have to take a safety course. Does that infringe on your Second Amendment rights? I got a feeling some people are going to get all fired up on that one. No way, our founders, they didn't say anything about that. Let me ask you this. Would you buy a really nice, fast, expensive car without knowing how to drive it? Denny, driving is a privilege, not a right. I get that. But this is a common sense approach. I don't have a problem with this legislation. There you go. And you call yourself a conservative. Let's go to the phones. What do you think? Does it infringe on your Second Amendment rights, Bruce and Marrero?
Absolutely not, man. I think everybody that owns or try to buy one should take that course. I mean, if you don't like my wife, I would say my wife is not that comfortable with guns today, but she did take the course. I made her take the course. You know, if I'm going to buy you a weapon or something to use, you need to know the safety. You need to know how to use it.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio now focusing on the Pope and his leaving final public address this week, and the reasons coming into scrutiny for his leaving. Now, there are a lot of people on News Talk Radio and television that are getting down to the nitty-gritty as to why the Pope decided to step down. Here's Chris Jansing talking to Father Robert Barron and the Washington Post's E.J. Dionne about the scandals overshadowing the Pope.
It was a very personal set of remarks from this Pope. Give us what you thought were the headlines here.
Yeah, what struck me, you mentioned the Pope kissing babies, and I've been to many of those audiences over the years. He's never done that. And then in his talk, he mentioned that he's the Papa. He's the father of the Catholic family. So I saw a line between what he did on the way in and then the talk he gave, which, you're right, was very personal, autobiographical. It was a spiritual talk. It was about his spiritual fatherhood. And I think it was a father saying goodbye to his family in a significant way. So I found that very moving, and a little bit of a departure for this great teacher, usually catechizes. This was much more from the heart.
And also, I thought, E.J., a little bit in this speech of a defense of his decision to step down. We are hearing from George Weigel that there's been some increasing criticism in Rome in particular about people questioning whether they should break with that tradition and what kind of precedent it sets. What's your thought on that?
Well, my thought on that is that it was a very courageous decision on his part, and in some ways the most modernizing move this Pope made, as many have noted. It's a way of saying, look, this is at some level a sacred office, but it is also an office of leadership in the church. And if you feel like it is, you can't carry out that office the way you'd like to, resignation is quite proper.
All right. So from that report, we go to a conversation on a radio program hosted by Mike Moss and Bruce Allen. Here they talk to Cardinal Donald Wuerl, who is the Archbishop of Washington, about what the conclave will be looking for in a new pope.
Have you begun conversations over coffee at this point with other cardinals about finding a leader that can take on the problems of the Catholic Church head on?
Well, we haven't really begun too much talking about that because most of the cardinals are only arriving now. There was a large number at the farewell audience with the Pope. But I suspect that tomorrow, when we have our personal meeting, our private meeting with the Holy Father to say goodbye, from then on, we'll be seeing each other with some regularity, the cardinals, and talking about what the church needs and who seems to have the qualities as we move into the future.
I don't know if you've talked much with any of your colleagues since the Pope announced that he was stepping down, but is there a favorite?
Well, I don't think there's really so much a favorite candidate, but I think what's emerging is a profile. I think many of the cardinals are saying we need a pope who will first of all have the energy to be able to keep moving into the future. You know, things move so rapidly today. The whole world of communications has to be an area where the pope is actively engaged. All of the electronic communications today are an area of great development. We have to have a pope who is comfortable with that, who recognizes that. A ministry of presence is a big thing. The pope has to be able to be present to the church all over the world. That doesn't necessarily mean physically traveling, mm-hmm. but we have to find new ways of making that happen electronically. And then, of course, the one most important thing is we want a pope who will keep the whole church focused on her spiritual mission. And if we do that, some of these other problems will probably be more quickly addressed.
Cardinal, this is a tough question for you here. There are some among the College of Cardinals who are actually eligible to vote for a new pope who have, to some degree, been tainted by the sex abuse scandal. Should they recuse themselves from voting?
Well, I think this really is a matter that you have to leave to the conscience of each person. I've read the material that was put out by the cardinal, and I think that's something that each person has to decide himself. What we're really going to be focused on in this election is not so much individual cardinals in the hall, but who is the one that we think will lead the church well into the future. I think you could see today in that emotional farewell to Pope Benedict, the appreciation for what he attempted to do as Pope. And he focused so beautifully on the spiritual mission of the church. But we also need now someone who is going to be able to bring that into this highly, highly cosmopolitan and very complex modern world.
Yep, pretty complex stuff, but the bottom line is he's done. The Pope leaves, and that's the way we leave you in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.